Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
What we're about to talk about, you're going to be like this at first. Ew. But then you're going to go, oh, I got one. Hot 96.9. Did you see this woman that everyone was talking about at the U.S. Open who was dunking her, she was eating chicken tenders, and people took video of her dunking them in her soda.
Yeah,
I saw that.
And then eating them. The woman reached out to explain herself because she couldn't handle being a freaking meme or something.
Yeah, and that wasn't the only thing that she does.
Yeah, well, the big thing she does it, she said that her dad taught her to do that when she was younger to cool them off, to dip them in the soda.
Okay.
That's not even the weird part. The weird part is she also keeps chicken nuggets in her purse for whenever she's randomly hungry.
Now that is strange.
What? That's awesome.
How are they staying fresh?
I don't think they are.
Ziploc bag or something. She makes them and stuff them in a Ziploc bag like chips.
Yeah, they can only stay so fresh. I mean, but, you know, you're thinking of that. You're like, that's weird. But then really think about it. You've never done anything weird with food. I mean, I used to go to freaking school with fried chicken in a thermos.
Yeah, I've never done nothing weird with food. That is strange. Fried chicken in a thermos?
I used to, yeah.
That keeps it warm. Why not?
Everybody used to go and they had their little peanut butter and jelly peanut butter. I've never had a peanut butter.
So you're talking about the fat thermos with the unscrewed top.
Yeah, the ones that you probably pour, you're supposed to pour a drink in.
Okay.
But if you put fried chicken in it, it keeps it warm.
Like a chicken leg.
And then you pull it out and everybody calls you chicken man and you just don't care and you keep eating your chicken and next thing you know, they're offering you money or their food to eat the chicken and you say no, screw off, so they raise the price and you start collecting money and then your mother yells at you because you're not supposed to do that. Hypothetically speaking.
Are you still traumatized by that?
Oh, we were talking about it the other day. She was like, I had to pull him aside and tell him that if somebody asked for a bite, you just let him have a bite. And I'm like, no, they used to call me chicken man so they can suck it. I'm like, if they want a bite, they gotta pay for it.
Wow. Chicken man.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Come on, what do you got? You got something, Pat?
I like potato chips. They have to be Lay's potato chips with mustard.
Potato chips with mustard. That doesn't sound gross. I gotta be honest with you.
Although I've seen people do it with ketchup, which is gross to me, even though you eat french fries with ketchup.
Yeah.
But potato chips with ketchup, I can't. That grosses me out.
Mustard, yes. Well, I was gonna say, I have a thing with mustard, too. I feel like mustard's more appealing in certain ways.
Yeah?
Mustard.
Yeah.
See, I have a couple things I do that I think are normal, but when I'm out in public and I'm doing them, I get looks and people think I'm a crazy person.
I can tell you you do that's weird.
What?
The way you eat your food.
Oh, how I don't eat what my fingers touch.
You don't eat what your fingers touch, and when you eat, I'm like, how come it looks like there's more food on the plate when you're done than when you start?
It looks like a crime scene when I'm done.
You just massacre the hell out of the food.
Right.
You eat like a child.
Well, I like to mix things up. Which goes with I like to put chips on like any sandwich I eat, which I think is normal.
Wait a second.
But then
you said you don't eat things that your fingers touch.
Right.
So how do you eat chips?
So when I eat a chip or a french fry, I bite it and I put the piece back.
Yo, that's strange.
Yo, so for example, she'll ask me for a piece of gum.
Mm-hmm.
And she only takes half.
Right, so I'll bite half. And
she's like, do you want the other half? And I'm like, you don't want the whole piece. She's like, well, no, because my fingers touched it.
Yeah.
That is the
What's wrong with your fingers?
It's not that anything's wrong with my fingers, I swear.
Contaminated. Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Take them out of your cat's ass every now and then.
Shut up. And then the whole dip, I bet everybody has done this. Dipping the french fries in your Frosty.
No. Boom. I've never dipped french fries in ice cream.
I've heard a lot of people do that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Wiggy, come on. You don't know what you're missing.
No,
it's all too sweet.
Listen, I can get like chips that are salt. That's just dipping french fries in ice cream.
In a Frosty or like most, the Frosty's the best, but you can do it with ice cream too because the Frosty's nice and soft.
If you're somebody who you're looking for someone to date and you're not a food sharer, but you want somebody who shares their food, Melissa's like the perfect.
Oh, yeah.
She never finishes her plate.
Never.
She never again.
You would eat something off of her plate. It's disgusting.
I wouldn't, but I'm just saying somebody might want to. You do make it look unappealing.
Right.
Well, the last date I went on, I actually got chastised from the guy from the way I eat. He was like, there's starving people overseas, right? And I was like, yeah.
You're like, well, what do you want me to do?
I'm like, I don't want to feel guilty when I'm sitting here.
You got all this extra food.
Yeah, I was like, Wow. You're really trying to make me feel bad by the way I eat.
I've always said, by the way you eat, if you were a serial killer, you would leave the absolute worst massacre scene in history in the room. They'd walk in and go, oh my God.
This person's a nut. This person's crazy. We got to find this person.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.